volumes in the safer, the 2 year, and the other one's in the third safer, which we did a while ago, is what this subject of the safer is about. By the way, that's Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. You've worked that out already, right? Those are the three avos. Just to disappoint you, those of you that are under the age of 40, this doesn't get acquired with one little, you know, moment of effort. You have to dedicate to this a lot of time and a lot of thought. Beke Machshava, chapters of thought, Eilu Ailu at Kol Shenishamru Babal Peh, the Rabbi Vatomi Satan Shmael, Acha Hatzol Sadvari Masoris, Vayim Spamim, with the Talmud Chomin Gedoili Teiru, Vamoni Beis Yisol, the Seminam Shachru Bezras Hashem. These Svarim, these chapters, were developed after thousands, hundreds of hours of Shirim that were given to Talmud Chachomin Gedoili Teiru, Hamoin Klal Yisrael in seminarim that were given over the years. Yotzu Mishtatfim Keshem Chashim Aviru Remain Mizumleim Basimcha Vavana. People come into these seminars. I can test to myself. Some of you might have been on the seminars. You come into there with a different perspective, a different clarity of reality. Einza Avoyde Leimecha, but you can't do this in one day. You have to internalize this. That's why we say Shema three times a day. Because once a week is not enough. You have to go over it and work it and come back at it and look at it and think about it. That's why I decided that I haven't fulfilled my obligation until this comes into a safer. Very major change in our lives when this got printed over 20 years ago, when this safe amount was a machaya. With thousands of shirim in these, and it was very hard to give them over to people, to magen it and get it musudah, and to be able to give it over in this kind of a structure, well, I was finding very, very, very hard, and I was mamish frustrated because I wanted to share it. But then the safer came out, it was easy, just read and translate. And they pay you to do it. What amazing. Hein elu sheshamu es advarim bal peh u'minyonim lachzor v'lamik v'dvarim. Hein elu shelo shamu kol es advarim lehem yiftach haseif etzol o'ilam misogim chadash. The world in front of your shulchan aruch mamash, hashkofas ha'teira, spread out the table beautifully. And it can mamash change a person's spiritual life. Hadvarim ha-yesodais ha-mizvarim b'seifah zeh eli chumras chasidiyais or maisa tzidkas. Nothing that's being discussed here are chumras or chasidis or tzidkas or whatever else you want to call it. The kula main basis for kol yaditeinu. This is posh at the foundations of Jewish hashkofa. Kaire yekar. The neichach ha-nisayoyim, experience has taught us, but t'chayni shemi someone who learns the sefer properly 2-3 times, yushpa ma'od mi'agisha chiyuvi satmunabo. He will be very, very influenced positively by what's hidden in this sefer. Chayv yishtana l'toyve v'yichush pekeshim ishim b'roinam. His life will be changed and he will start sensing and feeling a real relationship with Hashem. And as a result of that, he'll have now be able to have a much better relationship with everything that's going on around him. Okay, then he tells you to save it, that's good for you, share it, blah, 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 blah. Da, 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 da. Okay. And he tikva ki chofetz Hashem yatzliach b'yadeinu. It's a hope that Hashem will give us hatzlocha in what we're doing. The kering, the kabbalim, many toilets, maruba, and those that are learning the safe will get enormous benefit. We will come away with a living relationship with Hashem. Okay, now we can start. No, it's my machine time for Rosh Hashanah. This is very important.
And he's in the right place on the Rav's left.
How did you get to the left this morning? Well, you never heard that from me before.
Just trying to be as intrusive as possible.
No, but on the left, that's when you're really in trouble. That's where the last one's on the right. Yeah, we don't notice the cars on the right. That's all the chickens sit on the right.
Yeah. I'll be back there tomorrow.
No, put it especially here for you, the throne, the comfortable, the ready's chair. Okay. With Pesach Hashad, Daf Lamed Gimel. We're in, just geographically now we will, we're in Shaar Rishon Ben Olam La'atzmoy Mehusa Shel Yehudi. The first gate, Ben Olam La'atzmoy, the essence of a Jew. Kashem Chitzarich Alamin Bashem is Barak, in the same way that a Jew needs to believe in Hashem. Kachzarich Atakach Laamin Ba'atzmoy. He also has to have Emun in himself, he has to believe in himself. Tzodok. Okay. Matarasa Shal Sefer Ze'enu L'chadish Chidushim She'eni Yoedim U'la'amik Cheike B'Shedus V'Kirus Yiyunim. The purpose of the Sefer is not to make any Chidushim, to bring anything new to the world. Everything here is known and written and available. It's also not to go into sugyos of Iyun, of Chakiras and Pilpulim in Iyun. Matarasa Achas V'Yechido. One simple unified purpose of the Sefer. To place in front of this generation a positive perspective, to put in front of you Hashkafas HaTorah in order to know how to live your life properly, to understand properly what Hashkafas HaTorah is. Asay benecht avlach nisoyin sheitztave loirech shanim raboit pavoides imatzibu v'mesiris shiri v'atzois besati nishmayam. The Sefer was written as a result of many, many years of shiurim, seminarim given to the whole of Klal Yisrael, all different types. I've been with him in Bnei Brak, where he gave the shiurim in Beis Yankovs. He gave the shiurim to Chilonim, he's given the shiurim to Talmidei Chachomim, in Lakewood, in the whole world. The shiurim are given in every type of environment. More or less. Yeah, more or less. The shirim I heard in Bnei Brak in the Beis Yaakov was pretty much the same shirim that he gave you. Slightly, you know. Because no two shirim of his are ever the same. And if you've noticed, they're all the same and they're never the same. He pretty much says the same thing, but each one's got a slightly different presentation. But no, I've heard him speak in Ofakim to Avreichim. I've heard him speak in South Africa to Chiloni, Bale Tshuva, everywhere. Pretty much speaks the same. Doesn't put his punch in. It was real Talba. He spoke here many times. I mean, since you've been back, Bochim Aboyim, welcome back. Since you've been here, he's only spoken once, I think. But he's spoken here many, many times. Nisayin Ze Meir Beif and Boru. I gave a sefer to an Avreich once, an Israeli Avreich. Hey, Avreich, one of my neighbors. The next morning he came to me and said, I never slept the whole night. I was up with the sefer the whole night crying. Well, I knew this book when I was 13. 13? With 13, 62, 25. It's an amazing piece of work. Okay. Nisayin Ze Meir Beif and Boru. Experience has shown without, well, not without any doubt, but with clarity, שהגוירים והמיפים החזק ביועס שבו ניתן לתלויס אז מוכו ושולל רבי של דורנו. If you're looking for the peg to hang most of the problems following this facing this generation today, if you're looking for the, you know, for the one thing, you know, you come up with the one thing, you know, if you just fix this, you fix everything. הוא חייס השמחה וטוב לאיבוב. It's a lack of simcha וטוב לאיבוב. ולייב רבים ותואבים חוסר שמחס חיים יסוידיס ובסיסיס. Most people are lacking a basic understanding of what it means שמחס החיים. אנושים יקורים מתהלכים כשעצב תמידי בדאג הזו אחרי שייכים בליבם פנימה. Everyone's walking around with some kind of sadness, pain, dagger, worry, somewhere along the line, they're not living with what's called Simcha v'Tuv Leivav, as then we'll see. The Pasuk says that's why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, that's why we went into Golus. And as they always say on Erev Tisha B'Av, you know, if we don't fix what caused the Golus, we can't come back. So stop speaking Lashon Hara. But the Pasuk says it's because we didn't serve Hashem b'Simcha v'Tuv Leivav. That's why you're speaking Lashon Hara. You're speaking Lashon Hara because you're not happy with yourself. If you're happy with yourself, then why speak Lashon Hara? Sinas Chinam can't happen if I love myself. Sinas Chinam starts because I don't understand me and I understand my relationship with Hashem. You have to fix that first. Chaysa Simcha mitbateh b'kach she'asipuk ha'ayinu erech arai b'seida yom shelanu. Real satisfaction, real sipuk, is lacking for most of our days. Kashalana moed vintsoi saragoyim aboidin chayinu shehem aynu sovarotzon. It's hard to find the moments in our lives, in the days of our lives, where we completely just, sovarotzon means we're completely just tranquil and menuchas hanefesh, just totally arrived. Shebehem choshnu shanu shleimim ima yesogim va'aruchnim aleim iganu. And not just in Gashmias. It's all Gashmias. It's not Ruchnias. Who feels completely Sameach Pechelkoi with his Ruchnias? Boifen Kavua, Sheikhen Vilibeni Rotzen Lechapes is Mashain Lanu. We generally have this desire to look for what we don't have. Or Lechpoit Pavashelonitain Lanu, or to go try and chap around things that weren't given to us. Hatetzor Shel Talich Zehi Shekashainu Magim Lematoris Eilu. What's the result? When we don't achieve the results we're trying to gain, when our heightened expectations are not fulfilled, Anunasim Shburim, Atsuvim Umudachdochim, we get broken, sad, depressed, whatever the words you want to use. We're not satisfied, we're not happy, we never celebrating what we have. Hamatzav Shebo Nisma Chelkeinu Baruchnis Ubagashmes Rochukumitanu. The situation where we Samach Bachelkein, our Gashmes and our Ruchmes, we just be happy with everything we have. That doesn't mean we're not striving, doesn't mean we don't have ambition. The value that has to be there. But we recognize and appreciate that we have everything we need right now in order to serve Hashem properly. The ability to feel basimcha and to thank Hashem for everything that He's given us, our families, our children, our panosa, where we live, our workplace, our talents, our successes, our failures. They're very, very rare, precious ability to have that. To be able to just be Toiv Lahides Lashem, to be spending your life celebrating with Hashem. Kim Amara Shol Ben Zoyim Eizu Ashir Asamech Pachel Kanu Sugolus Yechidim. This Eizu Ashir, this guy that's rich, is a Sameach Pachel Koi, is a rare creature. The Meshach Reis Maneinu Malave Etanu Tchusha Basisis Ki Matzaveinu Hanukhochi Einu Toiv. Because Shelo Toiv, Lo Adam, Hu Atzuf. We walk around, we know somebody else thinks could be better. That's where we hold it. Ah, it could be better. Who told you it could be better? Chofetz Chaim told someone, if it could be better, it would be better. It can't be better. It's the best it can be. Yeah, but. You have to understand. When you're reading the Sefer, you're going through the Sefer, get in touch with your resistance, because there should be resistance here. You should be feeling something inside of you saying that can't be right. Am I right? Get in touch with the resistance. It's a very important part of growing and learning the Sefer, is getting in touch with the resistance that it screams out here at you. Someone who doesn't have Simchas Achayim, Chesoro lo even apina, he's lacking the cornerstone. Hayesoidis, the foundational cornerstone. She'aleya livne shir kamosa v'yishus kula. To build his entire personality, to build his entire existence, is missing. V'naisav lakach adam ze einu mesuga lichreik v'sholem miroi v'yedodov. It's very hard for him to live peacefully with everybody around him. אין מסוגל לבטל שלו, לפעמים האוטומים מבטל, וגם אין בכוי חיל ההב, סמורושוסו, הרוכניס ללעודוב, very hard to get people to follow you when you're miserable. Why would somebody want to be like you if you're miserable? Why would your kids want to walk in your path if you're a misery? I mean, that's quite, you know, would you follow someone who's a misery? You don't really want to, you know, you look at guys really happy, you go, wow, you know, what's his secret? Someone who's miserable, I can teach him how to be miserable. I mean, him, and then he'd be miserable. I'm a mumchet. Adam and Makayim is mitzvahs eloikav mitoy choysa simcha, mitzvahs aloshim alumada. Someone who just keeps the mitzvahs because that's what you do, he's in habit mode. Without the simcha, and without the relationship, someone who learns Torah without the relationship. He can't bring into his house a tranquil, pleasant environment. Becomes very difficult to deal with the things that life throws at you, which are not easy things. This potting soil, so to speak, that we're trying to grow our trees and trying to build a generation, and this soil that's poison is what makes all the growth very, very difficult and problematical. Machleikas tziburis rabois. Machleikas tziburis rabois. Everyone know how to translate that? Community disputes. Machleikas him at the community level. Meribois kitnonius eidus mamodois. Terrible machleikas him about who's going to be in which high position. Who's going to be the president. Bayis b'shalom, bayis v'tzriyas b'nai o b'nais Yisrael ham slaylim b'paz l'chabek es ashpochais harachov, what we call off the derech children, whatever the heck that means. Shalal bayis v'kashim eilu mistaymim me'alach ha'nefesh ha'yurud v'hashif fuf shel ha'odom. Tetz called it, not India, but I'll put it in because it's relevant, the walking dead. Those that don't look like they're off the derech, they look like they're on the derech, but they're also in misery. The walking dead. They're walking out looking frum and everything, but he spoke about it the last time as well. Tatoitz harsonios noisefes hein choyses savlonos. We don't have patience. We're not available because we don't have time. Sinus chinam kine tzoros ein kas. Metachim chevritim, stresses between family, friends. Daigois redevit daichem amores ruchnis vagashmis. Worry and pursuing fame and glory in spirituality and in physicality. You know, the rich and famous. Well, why do you have to be famous? Why someone just be rich? Have you noticed that those are just very poor people with money? The rich and famous are the biggest poverty-stricken people in the world. They just haven't have money, but their lives are a misery. You want to be rich and famous? Why would you satisfy yourself with such poverty? How are you going to transfer this to the next generation? You weren't expecting. So it's easy. Just be happy. No, you've solved all your problems. As we see, it's not so posh. We're addicted to misery. Achein, Raiv Pnei Adam, Machapsim es HaSimcha B'Nairos. Naros, B'Nairos. It's a figure of speech, no? They're looking for the simcha in
nature.
In Narishkat, you know, I don't exactly know. We're looking for in the wrong place, whatever, don't know if it's properly. Kulam writes in small. Everybody wants to be happy. Just walk into any Stametsky's, any secular bookshop and go look what's on the shelves. All the, you know, secret recipes, how to be happy and successful. How to have a happy marriage, how to have this. Having a happy marriage is not the goal of marriage, you know that? A Having a happy marriage is not the goal of marriage. Having happy children is not the goal of chinuch. All I want is my children to be happy. Oh yeah? The Mochal Shabbos now be happy. That's all you want? No, you want the children to fulfill their purpose in life. You just can't do that without being happy. And happiness is a tool. The goal of marriage is not to have a happy marriage. You need a happy marriage. You're not to be able to fulfill the goal of marriage. Happiness is just a tool on the way to two of the 48 ways. Two of the Mem Ches Kinyan HaTorah, Simcha. That's not the goal. The goal is to be Kaina Torah, but without Simcha Sachaim, you can't do that. Ulam befikulam shugura atayne ki asoga simcha hi avoides kasher. Everyone will tell you that becoming happy is hard work. The daitem zoom a drager a marv in a seer. It's a hard darga, that's for the very special people. They mesoifim v'shoilim, and they ask the following question. Keitzad nitein moyach kasher yesh ba'olameinu koha v'yusurim. Tzorei sever v'mishoilim shoini baruch nidgashmiz. How can I be happy when there's so much tzoris in the world? Just open the window and look outside. You know how much pain and suffering and yisurim yoyme v'layla? Do you go any day without hearing three more tragedies? You heard what happened in Texas? You heard what happened here? You heard what happened there? Simcha? Are you mad? You've been to the cancer ward lately? You've been to the psychiatric ward lately? You've been to the children's ward lately? You went to the Ezim Etzion camp lately? Hey, Simcha? What, you've lost your mind? Keitzad nismach kashiyesh overdraft the bank, whatever that is. Or kashe bayim britot or chevratit metzikul meshaveshes yaseid achayim. How can I be happy when the Rebbe's beating me up, or my wife's miserable, or the bank manager's driving me mad, or the doctor, or the sick? Are you happy? The simcha? Afilu. Afilu what? How do you read that word? Afilu. Afilu bnei. Oh, afilu bnei aliyah. Even those beautiful, wonderful young men that are growing and steiging in Ruchnius and are able to push away and not think about their terrible Gashmir situation, we call Mokob Hakashiv and Ishainis Haruchnim Machichim Eliban as a Simcha. The fact that they're not being Matzliach the way they think they should be Matzliach in their Ruchnius pushes and drives away Simcha from them. Therefore, simcha is a rare quality. And when you see it, you recognize it because you don't see it too often. Someone who's a real Baal Simcha, when you meet them, you know that you're up against something unusual. And we'll end with this. Is it possible to acquire true simcha no matter what? Bekol tonight or bekol matzav? In Auschwitz, when you hit the jackpot, when you don't hit the jackpot, under all circumstances, is it possible to have a thing called simcha? Ha'im kai mafteach kol shu bezososoy natzliach lachdir lelibeinu simcha tmidis she'enu mushpas mikashim chitzoyni. Is there a key, a secret to acquiring internal simcha that is not affected at all by what's going on outside? It's a very massive question. Is it possible? If it's not, well then we can stop here and get on with our lives. The fact that it carries on, I assume that he has. The answer to that question is no. Okay, that's the end of that shiur, move on. Maybe that should be the next breakfast shiur. Title, is it possible to acquire unconditional simcha? And the guy gets up and says, no, enjoy your breakfast. Right, you know.
Adar breakfast.
Chazon Ish says that somebody who has the light of truth, Loshon Kazeh, someone who lives with the light of truth will never be able to be anything then but besimcha all the time or whatever. He wrote that when the Holocaust was going on. And this doesn't mean how do you do this? This has become totally insensitive to all the tourists. And then, you know, I'm okay, Jack. So, you know, yeah. So, you know, a lot of water in Texas. I heard about that, you know. But I'm fine because I have to be the simcha all the time. So I can't think about that problem. No, to be totally involved and thinking and immersed and empathetic with everyone's tzoras and still maintain my own spiritual integrity and say besimcha. Is there such a story? And if there is it worthwhile investing time and energy to acquire it? To be continued, Bezrat Hashem.